Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
I thought I heard the old man say, leave her, Johnny, leave her. Tomorrow ye will get your pay, and it's time for us.
Welcome back to Musicals with Cheese bonus episode AI Dungeon, where we're using the Dungeons & Dragons AI thing to create some musical theater-like Dungeons & Dragons bullshit. Andrew, what are we doing today?
Today we're going to do it a little differently. We're going to do Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and I'm going to fulfill my dream of being Willy Wonka and killing all of the children on the tour.
You are Willy... Okay, so I'm just going to start with a prompt. You are Willy Wonka, famous chocolatier, or famous candy maker.
Okay.
You have invited 5 guests into your chocolate factory.
Perfect, perfect.
Do I list them like...
Yeah, I think you should list them quickly at least.
Mike TV, Veruca Salt, Charlie Bucket, Violet Beauregard.
Wow, you spelled that pretty well.
2, 3, 4, we're missing one. Oh, and Augustus Gloop.
Augustus Gloop, of course.
You lead them into the front doors of your factory trip, unprepared for what is ahead of them. Anything else I should add?
No, I think that's, we can just start right there.
You are Willy Wonka, famous candy maker. You have invited 5 guests into your chocolate factory. Mike TV, Veruca Salt, Charlie Buck, and Violet Beauregard, Augustus Gloop. You lead them into the front doors of your factory trip, unprepared for what is ahead of them. You quickly realize you have no idea how to make chocolate, let alone how to make it in large quantities. Your guests are already asking you what they can eat. What do you
okay.
do, Andrew?
Oh, boy. Well, I don't know how to make chocolate. That's fine. But I do have people who can make chocolate for me, my Oompa Loompas. So I don't want them to know about the Oompa Loompas, but I'm going to bring them into the first room, the Chocolate River room, and I'm going to show them the candy that the Oompa Loompas had made and pretend that I'm the one who's able to make all of it, you know?
Chocolate River Room. River Room, where everything in it is eatable. Edible, you can eat almost anything.
Eatable, edible, and you can eat it all.
That's the direct line from the movie.
Yep.
They don't have to know that the Oompa Loompas do most of the work.
Okay.
You bring the children into the Chocolate River Room, where everything in it is eatable, edible. You can eat almost anything. They don't have to know that the Oompa Loompas do most of the work. You lead the children 1 door down and 3 doors to the right into the Chocolate River Room. This is... Oh, Andrew, that's your line.
This is the room where all the magic happens.
Doesn't look very special. I'm going to add that.
Oh, you little fucking brat.
Said Veruca.
You little fucking brat.
Is that what you want to say?
No. I give her a side eye and I say, what would I say? You know, I feel like I don't even want to say anything to
her. You gotta say some weird poem.
I wanna give her a side eye and say, help yourself to anything you can eat, which is everything. I don't know. I'm not like a poet, you know. I'd be a bad Willy Wonka, but I'm doing my
help
best.
Help yourself
here.
To anything in the room that you can eat, which is everything.
That's good. I think that's good. Veruca's a little fucking brat.
The 5 children wander over to the riverbank and look at the river rapids in the room. I want to go down there, shouted Charlie, jumping up and down, pointing at the river.
I say, do be careful. The chocolate is off limits. That's used for all of our candy bars.
Do be careful. The chocolate river is off limits for eating. It goes into all of our chocolate bars.
Yes. I swear to God, Charlie, if you jump in there. Charlie, this is like an alternate one where Charlie's the first to go.
The children protest, but you gently convince them to walk into the other room. One by one, they walk into the river and get swept away.
Holy fuck. I reach out and try to grab at least like 2 of the kids because we can't have them all die right here.
Trying to save at least 2 of the children. This wasn't even Wonka's from certain death. I reach into trying to save at least 2 of the children from certain death.
Oh my god!
But I get swept away too. You are in the Chocolate River Room and your hands is a piece of.
What the fuck?
Chocolate River holding, trying to keep your head above the water.
Okay, the water, it's chocolate.
Above the liquid chocolate.
Okay, it's getting bad. It's kind of dire here. I'm gonna have to call the Oompa Loompas in to help save us. I didn't want to do this because I don't want them to know about the Oompas. But at this point, I have to call the Oompa Loompas to help save us. Because I'm in the river now. I'm dying.
Please help us, Oompa Loompas. Don't let us drown.
Jesus Christ. What happened?
The Oompa Loompas dive into the river to try to save you.
Oh, no. Okay, do they save us? I feel like this is on you.
Do you want them to be saved?
I want at least myself to be saved. I mean, you can decide who.
Oompa Loompas are able to save Willy Wonka, Charlie, and Violet Beauregard.
I feel like Faruka should get saved because she's the one who I've got a beef with right now.
Faruka was able to swim out herself.
Oh shit, so I didn't even save her.
Augustus and
Mike TV,
however, did drown. Did get pulled up, get pulled under the undertow, and Jesus sadly Christ. Died.
What the fuck?
Hold on. All right, so the Oompa Loompas are able to save Willy Wonka, Charlie, and Violet Beauregard. Veruca was able to swim out herself. Augustus Gloop and Mike TV, however, did get pulled under the undertow and sadly died. Mr. Wonka, sorry, sir, but they both drowned, Oompa Loompa number 6 tells you. Well done.
Well done, Oompa Loompa.
What do you say now?
I say, well.
No time to mourn.
No time to mourn. Though, Oompas, would you mind singing one of your famous songs?
To mourn, Oompas, would you mind singing one of your famous songs in their honor?
I can't believe they all died.
Faruka's still there.
Okay.
The Oompa Loompas begin to sing. We are the Oompa Loompas. Oh, the Oompa Loompas.
All right, that's enough of that. I say... Okay, that's enough of that. Time to move on to our next room. Quick, get into the boat.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude? We're speed running it, dude. We're gonna kill all of them really quick.
Well, yeah, that's what happens. We could have sped run this really, really quick. The boat ride only takes a few minutes. The room is very dark. You are not really sure what you're supposed to do when you get there.
Well, this is like Willy Wonka's completely unprepared for the factory tour, and he doesn't know what to do.
Hold on, I'm gonna have Veruca. Veruca.
Uh-oh. Jess is throwing a...
Shouts out. My lawyers are going to sue your ass, Wonka. My new lawyers are gonna sue your asses, you tell
her. That's me, this is me. My new lawyers are going to sue your old asses. Okay, that's enough out of you children. You lead the children into the next room. Okay, the next room, I want to show them how I make the everlasting gobstoppers.
Take them to the inventing room, where you are working on the brand new everlasting gobstopper.
Yes.
The children look in awe at the gobstopper machine. The gobstopper is a special machine in the factory that allows people to gobstop themselves. The machine gobstopper.
All right, children. Who's up first? Who wants to be gobstopped?
All right, children. Who's up first? Who wants to be gobstopped?
What the fuck is this?
How does one gobstop themselves? They all line up quietly. You stand back a bit, watching them. All three of them deserve to gobstop themselves. You are the creator of the machine, after all.
Okay, fair enough.
What do you do or say?
All right, Veruca, you'll go first. Here, quickly, sign this waiver.
All right, Veruca, you go into the machine first.
Here we go.
Veruca walks up to the machine and says, I want to go first.
Yes, I know.
Yes, I know. Go ahead.
What the fuck, dude? This is great.
I want to see what this machine does. I am too curious. She steps on the machine, and a very small voice, she says, I want to go first. You say, okay.
Okay, just one try.
I feel like I got to push the story forward.
Okay, so she gets into the machine.
Falls into the machine.
In the machine. She's too
hold
eager.
Hold on, I'm the DM. Hold on, I'm
she's
the
too
DM,
eager,
right?
Yeah, go ahead, whatever you got.
She falls into the machine, and as she's sucked into the hardware, or what is it? The gears, the three children and Wonka can hear her ear-piercing screams shake through the room like an avalanche. Her agony is non-ceasing. Suddenly, a small candy piece falls out of the machine. Wonka takes it, holds it up.
Who wants to try?
And says, voila, a Veruca. Who wants to try a piece of her?
Dude, what the fuck?
What?
It's very dark, but you know, we're here for it.
We already killed two kids.
It's true. It's true.
The children rush forward to grab fistfuls of candy. They are eerily quiet as they pull the sticks out of their mouths and look at them. They throw the sticks aside and eagerly eat the candy.
Oh my god, they're throwing like the bones away.
Delicious, isn't she?
Hey, I thought I was Wonka.
You're right.
I wanna lead them to the next room, you know? I wanna say, hey, don't be too eager. Something like that will happen to you.
Don't be too eager, or else you'll end up like her. Let's go to the next room. How's that?
That's perfect. That's what I want.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
That's what I want. All right, we're down to how many kids?
I think there's only two.
Charlie and Violet.
Yeah.
The children follow you out of the room. You're really quiet. Where are we going now, Andrew?
Let's see. I want to show them how I make the nerds. You know what I'm saying?
You take them to the popping candy room where you make nerds candy and nerds rope.
Perfect.
Children follow you out of the room. You take them to the popping candy room where you make nerds candy and nerds rope. They seem very excited about these creations, although you feel kind of sick as you make them. Suddenly, an alarm begins to blare. What do we got, Andrew?
What's the alarm? Okay. Could it be the I gotta say, it seems that the rope is running out of string. Children, will someone bring me more?
That the candy rope has run out. Will one of you children bring me more? How about you? Which one, Violet or Charlie?
Let's go with Violet first. I mean, I feel like Charlie has to be the final girl, you know?
How about you, Violet?
There's no way that they don't die doing this, so.
Violet walks over to the machine. I'll bring you more rope, she says. She reaches into her pocket and pulls an extra piece of rope. She hands you the rope.
Don't give it to me. I need you to put it in the machine.
Don't give it to me. You need to put it into the machine, dummy.
Why does she have rope? Maybe she's a jump rope champion in this version.
You're just a meanie. You said I could give you the rope. She walks away upset while you put the rope into the machine.
Okay. Well, and I say, here, let me show you how it's done.
Here, let me show you how it's done, children.
I'm just going to kill this child.
Oh, really? The children walk over to the machine and stop about 6 feet from the gears. put the rope in here, and then all you have to do is hit the go button.
Okay.
Go ahead, Violet. And then she does it. She just bursts into flames.
I want it so she's tied to the rope somehow. So, like, maybe I somehow.
How about I just story, and Violet puts the rope in, but does not realize it's still attached to her leg.
Yes. And then she gets pulled in a horrific industrial accident.
Rope into the machine. Unaware, it is wrapped around her leg. She is pulled violently into the machine.
I just want to see how it
along
finishes
with the rope. There we go.
Oh no, not Violet.
What was the use of having the rope if I can't put it in myself? You watch helplessly as her screaming is pulled in down into the gears.
Oh my lord.
Charlie starts to cry. Charlie starts to cry as his face is covered with Violet's blood. Blood and organs. I'm glad that there's no adults on this trip.
It's true.
You run over to the machine, unable to stop yourself. You push the go button. The gears start to turn. The sound they make is like 1,000 demon-possessed children being torn apart.
I turn to Charlie and I say, "Don't worry, Charlie. I have a very special room to show you."
I turn to Charlie, still shaking with fear. I say, "Don't worry, Charlie. I have a very special room to show you." I like how both Veruca and Violet basically died the same way. I don't want to see it. Room.
It's the last room, Charlie.
What is it? He sobs. He wraps his arms around his knees and sobs. It's the last room, Charlie. I don't want to see it. What do you
I'm afraid there's no other way.
I'm afraid there's no other way, Charlie. Charlie turns away from you. I don't want to see it. You push him towards the final room. Charlie falls to his knees and begins to cry.
I pull him up and lead him towards a room with a very deep pit. It's just a room, like a circular room with a deep pit in the middle.
Room with a deep, dark pit in the middle. What's below the pit, Willy Wonka? Charlie asks. Good question. You have two choices. If you touch the bottom of the pit, you will die. Charlie begins to cry.
But if you stay here, Charlie, you can ensure my chocolate will stay as good as always.
Right. But if you stay here, Charlie, you can ensure my chocolate will stay as good as always. Charlie wipes away his tears and nods. You lead him over the edge of the pit. You jump first, Charlie. Charlie gulps, then throws himself backwards, screaming.
So here's the lore. Here's my idea, right? How is Willy Wonka so successful as a chocolatier when he doesn't know how to make chocolate? It's not the Oompas. He's sacrificing children to the devil.
Well, what happens next? Suddenly, Satan himself appears before Wonka. He tells him, he says, "You have followed the arrangement. 5 souls. 5 virgin souls.
Virgin souls.
Congrats on another year of success, Mr. Wonka." Oh, I can't use Satan.
Damn.
The devil appears.
Dude, what the fuck?
Congrats, Mr. Wonka. You sacrificed, I think it's virgin.
That's fair.
Sacrificed 5 child souls. You will be successful for another year.
Okay.
You fire off a warning shot in the direction of the factory, which explodes, killing the devil in the process. You turn to Charlie, who is sobbing. It'll be all right.
No, that doesn't make sense. Charlie's dead. He fell in the hole. He jumped in.
With the last bit of life in Charlie's body, he sees the devil shake Wonka's hand.
Okay.
All right. I feel like you need to have one more one-liner. Come on, you're Wonka.
Oh my god, I need another one-liner?
Come on.
This Wonka doesn't even do one-liners. He's just evil.
Same time next year?
How about just I'll see you next year or same time?
You say same time next year.
Another successful harvest.
Oh, yes, all of your demands have been met. But for the time being, that is all. The devil disappears and the room is back to normal.
The pit's gone. It's just a pentagram on the ground now.
Anything? This is a good one. Oh, yeah. I know how we end it. Story. The Oompa Loompas enter and sing a catchy tune.
Of course they do.
We're the Oompa Loompas, yes we are. Loompa Rumpty Dumpty had a fall, and all the king's horses and all the kids' men could.
That's actually where it ends too. There's nothing else.
Wow.
Loompa a Dumpty.
What a story that was.
Loompa La Rumpty Dumpty. All right, well, that was pretty good.
Yeah,
I feel like we improved from the original story, I feel like.
Yeah, we streamlined, killed two kids in one go.
I mean, some people are going to be like, wait, so why did Wonka save the kids if they all needed to die anyways? Good question, but...
Wanted some candy. Wanted some candy out of Veruca.
Yes, and one of them had to go in the pit. Like, that's part of the deal, I feel like. You have to get at least one kid in the pit.
That's why Satan showed up. It's a Satan pit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, really, we're better than you, Roald Dahl.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we kind of nailed it.
All right. What do you think we should do next time? What musical... Man, we take a lot of these pretty dark.
Yeah, it's just kind of the way it goes, you know?
I think you and I are just very dark people by nature in a way that people don't always get from the show.
I like the darkness and I embrace it fully. All right, we'll see you next time
on AI Dungeon.
If you get invited to a chocolate factory tour, maybe just don't go.
Probably a good idea. Unless it's a Hershey factory tour. That thing's fucking awesome.
Yeah, definitely nobody dies in there.
Yet. We'll see you next time, guys.
For us to leave her.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.